This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, a Fauci event in New York has been peacefully protested and stormed by folks exposing the mass murderer. So much breaking news, I'll give the number out at the start of the next segment. We're going to take calls for the next few hours on World War III and on the gain of function, which is also part of the World War III Armageddon situation that the controllers of the planet are pushing us into for a global crisis that gives them total control while they depopulate us at the same time. They don't have the same values as us. They have a different plan. It's totally evil. We're going to be exposing it all. Now, I played this clip once yesterday, but I'm going to play it again because it's so important. It's a Greg Reese report on a CIA-funded startup saying they're going to bring back extinct animals and all the rest of this. But they admit they won't actually be the original animal. It'll be a whole new animal in creation they make, and God knows what viruses and things they're going to be carrying. It's a lot of concerns. But this is Mad Scientist World. Here's the report. We'll get the number out. Go to your calls.
Colossal Biosciences is using CRISPR gene editing technology to resurrect animals that have gone extinct. They are starting next year with a woolly mammoth and are making plans for the Tasmanian tiger. The plan is to release 100 woolly mammoths inside a park in Siberia. This is officially being done under the guise of climate change. They claim that by adding megafauna back into the Arctic tundra, it will offset carbon emissions. The company has already raised over 12 million euros, which includes funding from the CIA. The CIA's venture capital firm, InQtel, is a stakeholder of Colossal Biosciences. Euronews points out that the plan seems counterproductive, seeing as how over 30% of trees worldwide are currently going extinct, and points out its potential dangers of introducing ancient unknown pathogens into our modern world. But when you look into the company's co-founder, George Church, it becomes clear that it's really all about pushing the agenda of human cloning and transhumanism. Harvard scientist George Church received donations from 2005 to 2007 from Jeffrey Epstein, the infamous pedophile transhumanist who was planning on establishing a baby farm at his New Mexico ranch to seed the earth with his DNA. In 2019, Church awkwardly apologized for his association with Jeffrey Epstein on 60 Minutes.
But it was one of these things where you first learn about it, and it's not, it's just like, when you first hear about it, it doesn't sound like it's something serious. And it's only recently that we've found out that it was something serious, or that become aware how serious it was.
The professional connection between Jeffrey Epstein and George Church was their common desire to clone humans, which is something that Church is most passionate about. His work has been focused primarily on creating superior humans and wants to bring Neanderthal man back from extinction and give them their own culture and political force. He is also passionate about creating customized living creatures out of DNA to serve mankind as we see fit. When asked if he believed in God, Church responded that he respects all people's faith, but his faith is in science, and that the true understanding of nature is only available to the scientists. This psychopathy that has infected man with an obsession to play God has attracted many atheists into the field of genetic engineering. But not everyone in this field wants to play God. Dr. Bruce Lipton was a pioneer in the research of cloned human stem cells. His research revealed that the environment and our perception of the environment is what controls our genetic activity. This is known as epigenetics, and as a result of his research, he stopped being an atheist and found faith in God. This, and the nature of his research, has alienated him from today's scientific community, which seeks to destroy nature and control it. But you can still find his work, and I recommend that you do. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalist and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're now in hour number two. Yesterday, I opened the phones up and every caller was powerful. Some were over the top amazing. Concerning the escalation into nuclear war in Russia, with the heavy battle tanks being sent by Germany. Right after that, Biden announces 30-plus Abrams tanks, the beginning, of, they say, of hundreds. Heavy weapons. Now I'm talking about F-16s. Russia says they're now officially at war with us. This is so incredibly dangerous when you understand the threat ladder escalation. We're going right up it towards nuclear war. So I want to give the number out on this topic to hear from veterans, but regular citizens, people all over the world, particularly Europeans. I'd like to hear from you about what you think of this continued war that they've, like the camel's nose under the tent flap, gotten the world into. And why would they want a nuclear war? Why would they want to escalate this? Because the old monetary system's coming to an end. They want to depopulate. They believe they can survive this attack, survive this war if it happens, and then emerge with their transhumanist system. The toll-free number to join us on this issue and bioweapons and gain-of-function, all the Project Veritas news coming out of you just joined us, to recap, with a high-level Pfizer executive, the head of their world mRNA project, saying, yeah, we create the deadly viruses and then we give you the solution, our so-called vaccine. It's our cash cow. So we can talk about that issue, but those are the two issues we're talking about. They're both intertwined. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. We'll take long-time callers, first-time callers, agree, disagree, but we're on those two topics, 877-789-2539. In the next hour, more Project Veritas Part 2 news breaking. We'll have that here for you right when it breaks, and we'll cover it as well. All right. Let's hit the World War III news with playing a clip I played last hour, but you can't play this too much. This is Joe Biden. According to Joe Biden, World War III starts with the shipment of offensive equipment like tanks to Ukraine. And that was said just 6 months ago. But now we need to have it, he says. It's a great thing. Here's Biden's last year assuring us that we wouldn't send tanks to Ukraine because that means World War III. And that was in March of last year, so I guess 11 months ago, 10 months ago. Here it is.
The idea that we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews, just understand, and don't kid yourself, no matter what you all say, that's called World War III. Okay?
Okay, yeah. So here's the headlines. Ukraine predicts attacks on major Russian cities. The Ukrainian government says they're going to begin accelerating already major strikes going on, including against Moscow. So they're pushing Moscow to escalate, to push the West and NATO to escalate. And we have the tail wagging the dog here, extremely dangerous. They said they're going to hit the, quote, pampered and lazy people of Moscow, St. Petersburg, and other cities. Ukraine will now push for F-16s, fighter jets, government advisor says. The Hill reports, I'm sure they'll get them. Ukraine under new missile barrage as Russia warns West about tank pledges. Denmark calls for mandatory military service for women. Russia says tank promises show direct and growing Western involvement in Ukraine. As Biden seeks to avoid wider war, delivery of M1 Abrams tanks, Ukraine escalates the conflict. And it goes on and on about coups against Putin and what they want to do. Your tax dollars at work, Ukrainian officials blew $100 billion U.S. uniparty dollars on sports cars, mansions, luxury vacations, etc. The only reason they're getting in trouble now is they want more of the money to go for the war, not just laundered back to the globalist. German foreign minister said the quiet part out loud 2 days ago that Germany is at war with Russia. This is the first time in World War II. Here's a really chilling headline. U.S. to increase artillery ammunition production by 500% for Ukraine. The Pentagon's planning to boost its production of artillery ammunition by 500% over the next 2 years. Oh, it's a long war, isn't it? As the U.S. is depleting its military stockpiles by sending millions of shells to Ukraine, the New York Times reported yesterday. So there you go. Since Russia launched its invasion of Ukraine, the U.S. has pledged to send Ukraine over 1,155 millimeter artillery shells before the U.S. Army began efforts to increase production. Its production of 14,400 155 millimeter shells a month, but under the new plans, the number will reach 90,000 each month. And it goes on and on and on. And what are a lot of the new shells going in used by the tanks? They are depleted uranium that causes massive burnt defects in the children of the troops and wherever it's used in those people's families, not to mention causing massive health problems for the troops. So this is a real war crime, and Russia says that if they pick up any DU, and if any DU rounds are being used by any of the U.S. or other tanks, and it's Western doctrine to use DU in a war with the Russians in a tank war, that that will be considered nuclear war, and they'll go ahead and consider the use of nuclear weapons. So there you are. You want to be depopulated? Well, just get ready, because it's on, ladies and gentlemen. It is on. Donald Trump, to his credit, said, first the tanks come, then the nukes. President Trump calls for end of crazy war with Russia. There is now one world leader who's calling for peace. So this makes me like Trump more. That is President Donald Trump. President Trump posted this on Truth Social this morning. On Wednesday, Germany and the U.S. announced they're sending tanks to Ukraine to fight Russia. World War III update. Only one global leader is calling for an end to it. And we have Trump's statement here in the article, where he points out this is so incredibly destructive. First come the tanks, then come the nukes. Get this crazy war ended now. So easy to do. All they got to do is let the Russians have that small zone in the east, which is almost 100% Russian. That will end the war, but they don't want to give them that or the security guarantee that Russia has been asking for forever, that Ukraine will not join NATO. They always said that was a Russian conspiracy theory. Totally insane. Now, NATO says they want Ukraine to join. Kamala Harris says they want them to join. And Henry Kissinger says they want them to join. So the red line has been passed. And if you think you can win a nuclear war, nobody wins. The only way to win is not to play the game, to quote the 1980s movie, War Games. So, Tim, Michael, Bart, Matt, Chris, Carlos, Robert, and everybody else, your calls are coming up on the other side of this break to cover the Armageddon signal, the Armageddon scenario, the Armageddon climate of just, oh, bioweapons, oh, gain of function, produce them everywhere, oh, release them, make money off of it, cash cow at Pfizer, oh, hey, ship fentanyl in, hey, open the borders up, hey, attack the family, hey, sterilize kids, hey, have the federal government fund studies that white paint is racist because the color white is racist, even though the color white is not a color. It's reflection of all color. It's totally insane, and it's getting worse by the minute. And as soon as you hear me hang up on a caller, you'll be able to call in at 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And no matter how good the calls are, I'm going to try to give you all about a minute and a half so we can get a lot of your calls in today, because they are thought-provoking. They are amazing. Many of them, and I just want to get to as many of you as possible on the other side. But whatever you do, realize that fighting tyranny is not a spectator sport. It is a participation sport. And You don't realize the power you have simply taking a band.video or Infowars.com link and sending it on your email or text, which are not completely censored yet, or using URLs to get around the censors to send you to a page that has a video feed of the show, like conspiracyfact.info. Everybody should write down and put into your phone or desktop conspiracyfact.info and send it to friends, family, strangers, neighbors, your whole email list and say, if you want to know why Alex Jones is so banned, if you want to know what he's really talking about, if you want to know why they want him shut down and want to silence all of us, find out the truth they don't want you to hear and stop Armageddon by sharing the link, conspiracyfact.info. And in a month or so or a week or so when they ban that URL, we'll have a new one. We've got hundreds ready, but we don't have you ready to take action. It's you. It's like in a fever vendetta when the inspector says, why didn't you go public before? Because I never had a police inspector right to hear the truth. I needed you, Inspector. I needed you. I need you. You need me. Share the link, conspiracyfact.info, now, and break the matrix. Break the back of the censors.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. We had several big guests lined up today that I canceled, and I was confused because I thought we had Leanne McAdoo in studio tomorrow and Robert Barnes, but we have Leanne McAdoo in studio next hour, and we have Robert Barnes right now, but he's happy to get into World War III, the gain-of-function news with the Pfizer bombshell, and take your calls. So to all the callers we have on the list, this will be the callers we get to, no extra, Tim and Michael and Bart and Matt and Scott, Carlos, Robert, Jim, Yitzi, and others. We will get to those calls and Simon. But Robert Barnes joining us. What an insane time, Barnes. You're a great constitutional lawyer. Had a big success with the Amish farmer just a few weeks ago. You're also with Robert Kennedy Jr. suing Pfizer for covering up secret trials they did. But now I know you've seen the Project Veritas bombshell that they admit is a senior mRNA, the head of their worldwide project, admitting they're weaponizing it, they're using it to have new variants so they can make more money. I mean, this is just insane. And then you've got all the World War III news. What is this penchant or this lust, it seems, by the establishment, by the media, by Hollywood to end the world? How would you describe this climate we're in?
It's definitely extraordinary. I mean, I think you look at what's happening in Ukraine, and something really unusual is clearly taking place as an example. The same is the case with Pfizer. They keep getting outed. Like when Brooke Jackson, the biggest whistleblower case, representing her with Werner Mendenhall again, on behalf of the U.S. government against Pfizer, on behalf of the people of America against Pfizer. Pfizer has been screaming all the way through not to allow any discovery. And begging the judge, don't allow any discovery. Please don't allow any discovery. Please, just dismiss this case. They got the government to basically go along with Pfizer's request, which is just outrageous. And the judge has so far gone along with it. And now we're seeing some of the reasons why. We're seeing that, in fact, if the discovery had been turned over, if the court had authorized it, as I think the court should have authorized it, we would already have this information that Pfizer, that now Project Veritas is outing. That, in fact, that they are in the business of what Francis Boyle has been documenting here on InfoWars now for a better part of a decade, which is that there is a bioweapons research activity going on with Big Pharma, which includes developing and designing the diseases and the cures for these diseases. We talked about this at the very beginning of the pandemic. We told people, look at V for Vendetta. It's the script for what we're actually witnessing in live time. And what's V for Vendetta's script? They design and develop the disease in order to already have the cure so that they can seize power and make profits and get rich. And that's what appears more and more there's evidence of between Pfizer, between Fauci, between Wuhan, between Peter Dzieciak, between all of these characters. We're seeing more evidence that they were doing gain-of-function research, directed evolution research, the goal being design the disease when you already have built in your intended cure.
And then the missing part is then release the disease. They bought off the governments of the world. They got secret immunity deals. But I don't think that's going to protect them from public outrage. Fauci just got massively stormed and protested in New York. It's up on InfoWars.com. NYC protesters crash Fauci event, call for arrest of murderer over lockdowns and jabs. So they've really got to be on the defense right now.
No doubt about that. And remember, some countries rejected Pfizer's immunity deal and is allowing court cases to go forward, like India. India's court system is allowing cases to go forward concerning Bill Gates, concerning Pfizer, concerning issues with the various issues related to COVID, because they refused to give immunity to Pfizer. And consequently, the Pfizer India was protected from the Pfizer problems because the Pfizer vaccine was not distributed there. So I think we have to continue to do that. But as to your other point as to what's happening in the world and what we should look for is the danger of what's happening next, I'm very concerned with what's happening in Ukraine. So you look at what happened. The World Economic Forum meets, And they put out the Lithuanians and the Poles are there, and they're talking about select activity vis-a-vis Ukraine. Then a few days later, the CIA director flies in person to Ukraine. A few days later, half of the Ukrainian hierarchy is being taken out. They're either being dismissed, killed, assassinated. They're fleeing the country. They're under investigation. They're being told they're under investigation.
Yeah, I mean, you've got like half the government on a helicopter. It gets blown up.
Exactly. That's the Interior Secretary, which people may not know. That's basically the equivalent of their national. That's the Azov division people. That's their internal security operation. That's who got taken out. And then you have on top of that, now they're talking about moving tanks into Poland. And it looks like those tanks aren't necessarily intended for Ukraine. Those tanks may be for the Poles, because people forget the Poles and the Lithuanians, we've talked about it, used to dominate Western Ukraine for centuries if you go all the way back.
Well, that's right. So what's happening is the puppets are being removed and NATO's officially going to war, killing the Ukrainian leadership, and now officially at war.
Exactly. And what they're in, and then you compound it with the genetic, what appears to be a form of genocide by going after in Transcarpathia. There's a bunch of Hungarians. Hungary, of course, has opposed escalation of this conflict. Ukraine is going in there and dragging all the able-bodied men that are of a Hungarian ancestry out of there, throwing them into the front lines to be killed constantly. Why? Because it appears they would be a resistance group if the Poles or NATO were to go into Western Ukraine and try to partition and take over Western Ukraine. The Hungarians in Transcarpathia would want nothing to do with it. And so it appears they're deliberately just killing all of the able-bodied military-age men of Hungarian
ancestry.
So you're
saying the preparations being made to split Ukraine like Hitler and Stalin split Poland during World War II?
Exactly. And that's a perfect analogy, Alex, because that's the great danger. What happened when they went in there and decided to start splitting up Europe? What is it led to broader conflict, bigger war? And, you know, you've been saying, what are they going to do since they're losing on the Pfizer front? They're losing on the vaccine mandate front. They're losing on the weaponization of the U.S. government front. Everybody's being outed. They're losing on the classified document theory they had against Trump. How are they going to be able to rebound? Well, start World War III, in fact. And they appear to be putting the groundwork in to escalate this conflict from a Russia-Ukrainian conflict to an entire world conflict. And they're putting the things in motion to achieve that. And they're doing it on a rapid path. And it all started with all those folks meeting together at Davos. Is that a coincidence that as soon as Davos happens, all these things go into motion? CIA director over to Ukraine, all the assassinations and takeout of Ukrainian leadership. Then there's these genocidal effort against Hungarians in Transcarpathia. And then there's all of a sudden they're tending tanks to Poland. They're supposedly going to go to Ukraine, but it looks like they're going to go to Poland. The Poles are the only ones who know how to operate a lot of these tanks. And so it appears that this is designed for NATO and the Poles and the Lithuanians to recreate their old Polish-Lithuanian empire, partition and split up Ukraine, and that's how you get to World War III, is you get Russia and NATO right at each other's throat.
Is there any way to avert this?
We just have to continue to out it. So credit to Marjorie Taylor Greene, credit to Thomas Massie, saying we need to audit, credit to Rand Paul. We need to audit the Ukrainian funds right now, because there's a lot of black budget money, a lot of exposure, a lot of what the real corruption is. That's good. We've got to push back, though, also in the court of public opinion. We should not be escalating this conflict. We should not be getting deeper involved. We should not be sending more arms. We should not be encouraging the partition. Let's not recreate World War I and World War II all over again. Let's learn from history so we don't repeat it.
I couldn't say it better myself. In fact, I couldn't say it that well. Robert Barnes, I was on your show with Viva Friday last night. It's amazing. That's linked up on Infowars.com. People want to share that. We talked about a lot of really in-depth, important subjects. We're going to come back with Robert Barnes. He's going to take your phone calls on this subject straight ahead. And then Leanne McAdoo in studio. I'm so excited. Coming up.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But Most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, here we are with Robert Barnes. I'm Alex Jones, your host. You know, I was on with him and his great co-host, Viva Fry, last night. An amazing interview. That's at InfoWars.com right now. Barnes, we have a normalcy bias. I have it, you have it, we all have it. But if you're a historian, that's why I really like you, not just as a great lawyer. Few people that I know have such a wide spectrum knowledge of history. You teach me a lot of stuff, and I've taught you a few things. But I don't think the average person, I think they get it, but I don't think people really understand that they're coming to an end of an old system. They always have a war for the new system, but we have nuclear weapons. So all their different think tanks bemoan since the 50s that we can't have the old system of wars to control our populations. But Now we see the think tank saying, well, actually, nuclear war is feasible and livable, and we'll have a limited war. But every metric, every study, every war game shows limited nuclear war, 90-plus percent of the time, leads to full global, end-of-the-world crap. These people are truly psychotics. I want to go to phone calls, but just what's your take on that statement?
I mean, yeah, exactly. History is the key here, Alex. As you reminded people, not only Operation Northwoods and the rest, the generals back in the late 50s, early 60s were convinced that nuclear war would work, that the U.S. would win a nuclear war. We're back to that. We got some people at the top of the military, top of the State Department, top of the CIA, who are convinced that the U.S. can win a nuclear conflict. And this goes, you know, that's the reason why, as you know, you've talked to his daughter, Dr. Strangelove, the reason why that film was done is because he was deeply concerned about how many people in the military hierarchy had convinced themselves to wage nuclear war. One of the reasons they killed Kennedy is because President Kennedy was completely opposed to this insanity. He made sure to decelerate the pressure rather than accelerate it during the Bay of Pigs and the Cuban conflict and the Cuban Missile Crisis. He was the one to back out of that, not push forward, and they were enraged at him.
And so let's be clear, here's the problem. This is mainline news, folks. This is a historical fact. The neocons with people like Donald Rumsfeld was the aide to L.L. Imitzer in 61 when Kennedy fired him and Curtis LeMay because they had a secret nuke attack to launch attacks on Russia first without telling the president using what they call Plan R in the movie, another plan in reality. And Kennedy fired him, but they put their minions into the system of the neocons today that are now about to have the plan they wanted 50, 60 years ago. I mean, this is beyond insane.
And put it together with something else that you've been covering, which is the extraordinary degree to which the globalist elite have been obsessively building personal bunker homes all around the world. And the question is, well, why in the world would you build something underground? You know, it's like a Graham Hancock story. Do you think we're back to sort of experiencing comets from the sky and going to wipe out civilization? The only reason you would be spending the amount of money the global elite is spending on underground bunker homes is if you think nuclear conflict is a real possibility and you don't want to be the victim of it. You're willing to let everybody else be the victim of it, but you don't want to be the victim of it. Then you combine that with another fact. Why would the global elite not be uncomfortable with nuclear conflict? Well, you look at Bill Gates, what's his number one obsession? What's George Soros' number one obsession? Well, when they did that meeting in 2009, they got outed at Rockefeller University with Nelson Rockefeller and Bill Gates and George Soros and Oprah Winfrey and Michael Bloomberg. What was the obsession? Overpopulation, in their view. They wanted to dramatically shrink the population.
Well, that's right. Global elite meet in secret to discuss overpopulation with David Rockefeller and the rest of them. Absolutely. Let's go to the calls. Thanks for holding. Tim in Seattle, you're on the air with Robert Barnes. Go ahead.
Hey, wow. This is it's an interesting call. Robert Barnes, Alex Jones, you guys are heroes in my mind. You guys are literally the only ones using God's energy, the truth, to try to set humanity free. I think the Satanists know that nuclear war is probably their best option if they're on a war with God, because they believe that the gamma bursts is the only energy capable of obliterating the soul. So with that being said, are we willing? I mean, I feel like a hostage. I feel like I'm huddled up in a corner waiting for I don't know. I mean, is there a possible way? Is there a cultural revolution? Can we just show up with signs peacefully and avert global destruction?
I agree. Everybody should be protesting against the end of the world, against nuclear war right now. And you have a bunch of sick freaks that control things that are flirting with death. They get off on it. I mean, Barnes, you want to comment on what the caller asked?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's why McGregor has been so aggressive on this. Colonel McGregor, who was one of the top Trump aides, who's been outing this all along, he was out there yesterday saying, look, there's no way that ultimately Ukraine can win this war on the battlefield over time, given Russian advantage. And his great concern is Zelensky and others connected to Ukraine have talked about using dirty bombs. Russia yesterday was saying there better be no uranium being shipped to Ukraine. They'll consider that a nuclear level threat. And his concern is that this will escalate. He goes, this is how we got into World War I. This is how World War II started. That you know, starting to partition countries, starting to divvy up Europe, starting to get into use an ancestral ethnic dispute between a small part of the world and escalate it to a global conflict.
Absolutely. And then once it happens, it's just out of control. Thank you, Tim. Michael in FEMA Region 10, you're on the air with Robert Barnes. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. History appreciate you guys' perspective on that. I was a U.S. Army tanker for 10 years, and then I was commissioned as a U.S. Army JAG officer. I worked in national security stuff for another 20 until I retired, so over 30 total. Before I get into that, I just want to tell people, Alpha Power DNA Force, Vitamin D3, VasoBeat, Survival Shield. I'm looking at my Alexa Pure Breeze, and I use your toothpaste. I love that stuff.
Thank you.
No fluoride in it. So, and I also hit the donate button. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's what I was an Army tanker back in 1980 through 83 in Europe. We got the first M1s in 1982. We had depleted uranium rounds, SABO rounds, and we trained all the time for a nuclear attack. There's a drill that tankers go through. So this has been contemplated for a long time. Go back to 1962. JFK's president. They have what's called the Cuban Missile Crisis, correct? Right? We nearly went to war over that. Why? Because Cuba is on our borders. It's 45 minutes away from Florida. The whole United States on the eastern seaboard was subject to a nuclear attack. We were prepared to go to nuclear war over that. We are now in reverse. Russia lost over 10 million people in World War II. Okay? They're paranoid. I know the Russian enemy. I studied them thoroughly. They will push that button rather than lose. And we have people in our government who are basically demonic. Biden, Pelosi, the rest of them. These are not good people. Okay? And so if you look at Ephesians, okay, put on the armor of God. That's how we win. And then go fight. There's different ways of fighting, but we can all fight. Legal battles, Second Amendment battles, right? In the courts, they're going on all over the country, all right? Justice Thomas is our friend in the court. So there's ways to fight that. Do not give up. Do not sit on your couch. Do not zone out. You got to fight, okay?
Powerful call, brother. I totally agree. The Russians lost some estimates for 20 million. They are extremely paranoid, and they will launch nuclear weapons, and this is insane.
Yeah, I mean, Putin has said so repeatedly. And I think it's because he's increasingly nervous that people in the West, we've seen these reports that say, hey, yeah, we can start a nuclear war because Russia won't respond. That is insane. Russia guaranteed will respond. And this is very dangerous what they're doing. And I think they're doing so deliberately. I think they're doing so recklessly because the pandemic policies failed. And now they're turning to their other means of population control, nuclear war.
That's right. They want to be the heroes. They start a war. Matt, thank you so much for your call. Powerful caller. All right, more calls straight ahead with Robert Barnes. Barnes, tell people how they find your great show that's exploding. It's been popular for years, but you and Viva Fry is exploding. How do people find that?
Sure, the best place to go where you can find all the content is vivabarneslaw.locals.com.
Or just type in Robert Barnes, Viva Fry. You'll find it. Love your show. Let's come back and take more calls for a couple segments. I had a Leanne McAdoo in studio. Callers, stay there. Back in just a few minutes. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. And the show's so good, I can't plug. I just got to go to your calls. But just go to Infowars Store or we won't be on air. Plus the great products you need.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
There's no broadcast like it on Earth. It's the Alex Jones Show. A lot bigger than little old me. It's all the great guests, the calls, the analysis, our crew, our reporters. It is recognized by the enemy as the number one threat to the New World Order. Wow. That doesn't say how powerful we are. It says how weak they are. They have to bring the world to the edge of nuclear war to try to keep control of us. Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, great historian, riding shotgun with us. Leanne McAdoo coming in the next hour. Robert Barnes is taking your questions and comments and giving his amazing analysis. Let's go right back to the calls, the order received. Bart in Georgia, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. The Biden regime desperately wants the United States to get nuked. Why? I think the deep state is going to use a nuclear attack to put us into martial law and cancel the 2024 election. What do you think, Robert and Alex?
No, I think Barnes said it earlier. They're overturning the chessboard. They've said over and over again, you try to go. I remember a few years ago, EU had said, if you try to leave the EU, we'll just have a war. Barnes?
No doubt. I mean, especially what happened, the sequence of events that we described in Ukraine, that people can find people like the Duran and others have been covering in a range of topics is just deeply concerning. Deeply, deeply concerning.
And quantify that. You know, if you go to the Russian borders with weapons, as the tanker and JAG guy was saying earlier, you want to start, I mean, if you put troops on the U.S. border, you get a war. I mean,
exactly.
You put troops on the Chinese border, you get a war. And so it's default. Go start a fight with the Russians. You'll get one.
You were pointing it out last night, Alex. They tend to always stick to the same script. They don't really deviate that much. This is the World War I and World War II script all over again. This is how that escalated into a global conflict. The various countries decided to start petitioning Europe in their own preferred way and put adversaries right next to each other. And that's what they're doing. I mean, people, the fact the mainstream media has downplayed the sequence of events of Davos, CIA goes to Kiev, suddenly half of the Ukrainian government is being taken out, is being removed, is either being dismissed, charged with crimes, or flat out killed and assassinated in a helicopter crash. They still haven't explained. This is very disturbing. And now they go from we're not sending tanks to let's send tanks to Poland right on the border. And all of a sudden, Poland and Romania are talking about putting troops in and likely going in across the border. And
well, it's funny you bring that up. I talked to some of my sources, and I'll just leave it at that, in special operations 6 months ago who were overseas. They're back. They're, one of them's back now. They said, listen, look for Poland to take half of Ukraine. That's the real plan. And I said that at the time, and now we're seeing it.
Absolutely. And for those who don't know their history, Polish-Lithuanian Empire dominated most of Western Ukraine for the better part of 4 to 5 centuries. Now, by the way, it was part of what precipitated aspects of World War II, because the ultra-nationalists of the Banderites of Bandera under Western Ukraine waged a war of terrorism against the Poles in Western Ukraine and in Poland. That's why they aligned with the Nazis against Poland. Aligned with the Nazis against the West.
That's right. So, and the globalists have been using those same splits to manipulate the whole thing again.
Absolutely. Exactly. It's the same script. They said, hey, let's take the old script. If we can't use a pandemic to purge the population, if we can't use the pandemic to control the world, if we can't use the pandemic to disband elections and democracy, what's option two? Nuclear war. Massive conflict.
Wow. Because total insanity. Mark, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just want to say I saw Escape from New York when I was about 9 years old, and I've always thought it was prophecy, not a movie.
I agree with you. Any way to stop nuclear war, Mark?
Pray.
God love you, brother. I love you. Appreciate you. I do love our listeners. I love everybody, man. We're in this together. Everybody that hates tyranny, I love you. We're brothers and sisters. Let's talk to Matt in Ohio. Matt, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, I just wanted to say how inspiring you guys are. I love you guys. Love all the information. I love the free associations who come together. It's just so awesome and inspiring. And kind of going to your point, Alex and Robert, I know you guys are both fans of music and popular culture and so on. You guys are the leaders in popular culture now. But yeah, you know, it's like, where are the musicians? Of course, as you both know from the history books, you know, late 1960s, a lot of anti-war music. Even during the Iraq War, there was a lot of anti-war music. For whatever it's worth, I'm not sitting on my laurels. I've got a music project called Mad 45. Folks can check out the tune No More Bombs. It's on YouTube under Mad 45 TV, and I just released a track called What Happened to Change.
I'm going to look it up, Mad 45. Hey, yeah. I'm mad at Trump about the shots, but at least Trump said this is insane, in the war, World War III, not sustainable. Thanks for the call. Your take on Trump, he's really doing the right thing, Barnes, right now. He's the only major leader calling to end this war.
Absolutely, and from the very beginning, you know, and now to his credit, J.D. Vance is now in the United States Senate. First thing he does is say we need to audit the Ukrainian funds, because what he understands, what Marjorie Taylor Greene understands, is that's where the deep state's corruption would be exposed and would undermine this effort to escalate the conflict in Ukraine. But definitely credit to President Trump repeatedly saying this is insanity. We should stop it now. Let me go over there and negotiate it, and this would end, because Trump knows exactly what is happening, much as President Kennedy did before he was assassinated.
That's right. Let's go to another caller here. Let's get Scott in Nova Scotia, Canada's take. He has World War III predictions. Give us your view, please.
Yes, thank you. A little short of breath. I'll try to be quick. Scott Spottle, the People's Party of Canada here in Nova Scotia, the only party that's opposing this insane war. Is also a moderator for your old InfoWars website. Almost died of COVID February 2020. Lost two loved ones to the shot from the family of our last Commonwealth soldier killed in World War I. We've been warned about this war since this summer, as everybody.
Give me a little bit of a favor. Back off your telephone.
Okay. That better?
That's better. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. From the People's Party of Canada here in Nova Scotia, almost died of COVID, lost two loved ones to the shot. I'm from the family of last Commonwealth soldier killed in World War I, and have been warning about this war since this summer, as everybody else was up in arms.
Yes, sir. So give us your predictions.
Yeah. I predict this is just going to escalate continually. Russia is not going to back down. They're not going to stop. And I think to stop this, we need to focus on the atrocities committed in 2014. There's a great report from CNN in 2014 where they're actually on the ground in the city of Donetsk reporting on the constant rocket attacks with the subline reading that 2,500 people have been killed. If you look at the Middle Eastern wars, people...
Sure, so the West backed an attack on Russian-held areas, Russian populations to precipitate this. And if you follow the Russian model or the historical signature, they always lose up front and then mobilize and win in the end. And the point is the Russians are now mobilizing, so no matter how high-tech the weapons are, it's just going to escalate and escalate and escalate. I appreciate your call. Barnes, what are you predicting happens unless the so-called leadership finds Jesus and backs down?
I mean, the irony is we are all dependent upon Putin being the reasonable one in all of this, because Putin it's Putin's self-restraint is the only thing that is stopping this from escalating to nuclear conflict. And so that's not necessarily the best position for the whole world to be dependent upon, is Putin and Russia to be the restrained ones in this situation. So, but I think everybody, like his point about reminding everybody about 2014, the Maidan coup, you people can follow Patrick Lancaster. He's been a reporter on the ground in Donetsk in the Donbass region all the way since then, detailing all the atrocities to remind people of what's going on. Don't buy into the government narrative, the Romney narrative, the Western narrative, the Davos narrative. Continue to push back in the court of public opinion. Again, the Twitter files revealed how important everybody's voice is. Just as everybody keeping InfoWars on the air by going to InfoWars store, continue to just buy. It's the easiest way to support the freest media network in the world. You buy something that makes you healthier and wealthier and wiser in the process. It's the easiest protocol, easiest method. You don't have to even be all that active. You just got to say, hey, here's something that I like. I guarantee you there's something there that you like. And I like it. I get it at a good price. I get it. It makes me physically and biologically healthier and freer from the big pharma, big medicine, big agriculture complex. And by doing so, continue to get that information out, continue to keep this network on the air, continue to make sure to share the links and the information, because that's what's pushing back. We were successful, extraordinarily successful,
all the shots,
pushing back on their pandemic policies.
That's right. And we're going to do five more minutes. You got to go. Then Liam McAdoo's coming in. We'll take a few more calls. But pulling back from this, I don't want to go harass or attack the globalists who are doing this, because that feeds into their thing of being a victim. But they do feel insulated from nuclear war and their policies. What are peaceful ways, with 45 seconds left or a minute left, to have the establishment kind of have a reality check and not be delusional here? Because they're openly got us into a proxy war, now an open war with Russia. So they're luring us into this war. We're now in it. How do we get them to really come back down to ground?
Continued popular protest, continued efforts in the court of public opinion can't be understated, overrated. And this is across the globe. It needs to happen in Europe. It needs to happen in Latin America. It needs to happen globally. And that's what needs to continue to happen. That's the only thing that's going to restrain them. That's the only thing that's going to restrict them. That's the only thing that's going to scare them. Look at, just as they are brushing off their script from old to start a new war, look at our script of what we did at the InfoWars audience at stopping their insane pandemic policies, at stopping the lockdowns, at stopping the mandate.
That's right. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. Back in 2 minutes, a few final calls. Robert Barnes, then Liam McAdoo in studio. Stay with us.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.